Legend says the word Canada comes from Kanata, the Huron Iroquois word for village. And although those early villages have grown into our modern provinces, Canada has remained a cultural mosaic, a place where you can keep and nurture your language and traditions while embracing the future.
All of which has made Canada one of the most diverse, modern, and natural places on the globe. So settle in as we take you on a journey far and wide, across 5 regions, 6 time zones, and 5,700 miles.
Or as we like to say in Canada, 9,300 kilometers. Because we have the metric system up here, you know.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 281. Reliving a viewing of Canada far and wide in Circle Vision 360. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we relive when my family stopped to watch the beauty and majesty of Canada in this immersive 360-degree movie experience. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. I'm super excited! As my shows have been rolling out more consistently, I have been finding new and better ways to improve the show. I've been improving my editing tools and skills, updating the quality of the segments, and trying to tighten things up a little bit so that we all can enjoy more of the content we love more often, and in a much better quality. I'm also finding easier ways to bring special content to those supporters of the show, but more on that to come in the future. But for now, let's get to today's memory. Today, we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun set, the rain has moved through, and we now have a lovely Florida winter evening. If you remember from Memory 280, I surprised my family with a unique ride through Living with the Land as the plants were decorated for Christmas. And in the dark of the night, the greenhouse was just magical. Then, as we exited the Land Pavilion, we were treated to updated lighting on Spaceship Earth, and we couldn't take our eyes off of it as we made our way to the World Showcase Pavilions. We'll rejoin the memory as we're now entering the Canada Pavilion and are making our way through the shops and down to the waterfall and the entrance of our next attraction, Canada Far and Wide. As we approach the entrance, we can see the clock change from 0 minutes to 12, which, you guessed it, means we just missed the previous show. It's a bit of a bummer, but we make the most of it by getting pictures by the waterfall and sitting in the waiting area and enjoying the music while we try to figure out where we're gonna maybe find a sweet treat afterwards. The time will fly by, don't worry, I've cut it down for you again, and soon we'll be into the theater. On the screens is a scene that makes you feel like you're in the middle of a beautiful pine forest in the Pacific Northwest. We'll take our spot in the nearly empty room, lean on the rails behind us, and smile as the movie begins and the beauty of Canada unfolds all around us. As the movie ends, there is actual applause and smiles all around. Then we turn to our left and head back out to the promenade and on to our next destination. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we relive the amazing sights and sounds of Canada.
All that walking and they're Soren. Do we just... Did we just miss it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But is it, so it's 12 minutes to the next one?
Yep.
All right. Come look at the waterfall. Thank you. Come sit up here, Susie. Actually, sit on this side. You can at least put your feet up.
Should be getting on the ride at 9:20.
Yeah, it's a short ride, so something like that would be worth it. Drop it down.
Huh?
Look, it's much lower.
Oh, it is.
Face to your right. Vancouver, something on that, something on that west.
Welcome to our Circle Vision 360 Theater. For your comfort, we have provided lean rails. Please do not sit, stand, or swing on them. If you need to exit during the presentation, please use the doors opposite of those that you entered. And as a courtesy of those around you, we ask that you refrain from using flash photography or video recording while in the theater. As a reminder, face coverings should be worn at all times. Eating and drinking are prohibited inside the theater as well. And now we proudly present Canada Far and Wide.
Legend says the word Canada comes from Kanata, the Huron-Iroquois word for village. And although those early villages have grown into our modern provinces, Canada has remained a cultural mosaic, a place where you can keep and nurture your language and traditions while embracing the future.
All of which has made Canada one of the most diverse, modern, and natural places on the globe. So settle in as we take you on a journey far and wide. Across 5 regions, 6 time zones, and 5,700 miles.
Or as we like to say in Canada, 9,300 kilometers. Because we have the metric system up here, you know.
We begin on the East Coast in Nova Scotia with one of our true Canadian treasures, the Blue Nose. She not only looks impressive, she can move too. The Blue Nose was once the world's fastest racing schooner.
The Atlantic provinces are well known for their historical towns and traditions, as well as some of the most musical Canadian accents you'll find anywhere in the country.
Just west of the Atlantic in central Canada, you'll hear lots of French accents because French is an official language spoken here.
Quebec City is one of North America's oldest metropolises.
Down there.
A perfect blending of old world meets new.
Its southern neighbor, Montreal, blends over 350 years of multicultural heritage with stunning architecture. And it's the second largest French-speaking city internationally after Paris. Naturellement, both cities offer lots for you to explore and discover.
One thing you'll discover is that Canadians thrive on and embrace the public exploration of art, theater, dance, and music.
Just west of Montreal is our nation's capital city, Ottawa, a city of museums, festivals, and celebrations.
Oh, and in the winter, don't miss your chance to ice skate on the Rideau Canal. Always a good time. The Thousand Island Suspension Bridge straddles Canada and the United States across the St. Lawrence River. It's just one of our many natural U.S.-Canadian connections.
another. And as any self-respecting Canadian will tell you, our falls are bigger than the American falls.
But they're both really spectacular.
That's true.
Continuing west of our way bigger falls is the provincial capital, the great city of Toronto. One of the largest cities in North America, and in my opinion, one of Canada's best. Did I mention I'm from there?
Did I mention the Toronto Raptors? The North has made history!
Let's move on to our third region, the Prairie Provinces. With the Rocky Mountains on one side and the prairies on the other, Calgary is absolutely gorgeous and one of today's most exciting modern cities.
Cowboy hats are proper dinner attire in a region where horse and ranch culture still thrive. As does the annual Calgary Stampede, a spectacle that's been charging along for over 100 years.
Just outside Calgary, the great outdoors become even greater, with activities for every skill and thrill level. And I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge our deep love of hockey. For many Canadians, it's a way of life.
And a way of life for our dentists, too.
Yeah.
I have to admit, in Canada, things can get pretty wild. Actually, very wild.
The beaver.
Our journey continues to the west coast and British Columbia. The Okanagan Valley is home to two very different environments. The valley's temperate climate is ideal for growing grapes in our wine country. And you'll also find Canada's only desert region. Yes, Canada actually has a desert.
Now grab your coats, because we're heading toward the snowy peaks of Whistler. At Whistler Mountain, you'll find opportunities for almost every winter sport imaginable. Say, are you a fan of heliskiing?
Hell yes, as long as I'm not the one doing it. Fortunately, it's just one of the many ways to experience these majestic mountains, which were home to much of the 2010 Vancouver Olympics.
And this is Vancouver, tucked right next to the Pacific Ocean. There's more vitality and culture here than you can shake a Canadian maple leaf at. Cathedral Grove, one of my favorite Vancouver spots. Some of these trees are 250 feet tall.
Trees that have been nurtured by Canada's Indigenous people for centuries. Canada is home to numerous First Nations peoples, a wonderful portrait of multicultural diversity.
Our fifth and final region is the North, divided into Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut. For countless generations of families, this majestic home has provided a traditional lifestyle.
Well, that's just a glimpse of our Canada, far and wide. We hope you know now why we love it so much. Not just for the natural beauty, but for the people who make it so special.
And the best way to really know this country is to experience it yourself. So come visit our Canada. We'd love to have you.
Waterfall, waterfall, waterfall.
Canada, you're a lifetime journey for the traveler. Canada, my Canada, you're a lifeline of wonder on this planet Earth. Canada, you are far.
Did you see that? It is a very pretty, picturesque spot.
Where I got mommy's purse. Where I got your purse.
So if you look out to the right, you can see the gondola system that'll part of the Skyway. is he?
Yeah, Jimmy.
It's gone up two.
We're still six away.
Yep. I say we try and find if you want what's here.
It's a pretty good line. That's why we do it.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram, and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.